Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where do you set your thermostat? Now, that may be a daily conversation in your office or maybe your home if it's too hot or too cold. Ryan Burrow is following this story, and there's actually guidelines now on where the thermostat should be set, right?
Yeah, so Energy Star, which is a program of the U.S. Department of Environmental Protection Agency, as well as the U.S. Department of Energy, says that when you are in your home, even during the summer, and you are hanging out, you should set the thermostat at 78 degrees during the day, which I think would surprise a lot of people who probably flirt with the upper 60s and low 70s most of the time. Get this, when you sleep, you should set it at 82 degrees. And the recommendation as well from Energy Star that when you are out of your home, maybe off to work, maybe running errands, set it at 85 degrees. They say that this is to achieve significant energy and money saving through proper use of your programmable thermostat.
Ryan, I loved it. It was pretty predictable that when this was posted online, I mean, people were just losing it. And some of these suggestions, 82 when you sleep, you got to be like Beelzebub.
Yeah, I don't think that Energy Star was quite putting into mind the social media backlash with memes and GIFs that would follow because, man, oh, man, I can't even imagine sleeping in 82. I just personally, that's an issue for me. So I think a lot of people are feeling the same way right now. And yeah, cost savings is one thing, but actually being able to sleep and not be drenched in your own sweat is another.
But it not, I mean, the 82 for sure, that's something to really think about. But for nighttime, but 78 during the day, that just seems crazy.
How about 85 when you're out of there? What does Fido think? What do the cats think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You set it at 85 and walk out the door for the day. That can't be very fun.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen for most people. Hey, Ryan, thanks. It's Ryan Burrow joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.